We'd walk on grass that's greener, and our cares would all be freer if the world had a mother like mine.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And we're talking about Mother's Day and gifts. So what better way to say, Mom, we love you, than a trip down to the Georgia coast? I like that idea, Olivia.
Oh, me too. I'm thinking about it for my mom.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And of course, joining us on this segment is Doc Bill, who spends a lot of time down on Sapelo, not only with the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, but he has several projects going on down there with things like sugarcane, red peas, all kinds of things. Welcome to the show, Doc Bill.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Now, I know when you're doing all that traveling back and forth down to Sapelo and down to the Georgia coast, you're packing a suitcase. So can you help us out with sharing some of these ideas and tips and expert advice on choosing a great suitcase?
Well, I'd like to give you a little what little my experience has to offer. But when you're going, I guess the key thing is going to be what do you need to take, how much stuff you're taking, and most importantly, your mode of transportation.
Well, you're right about that. I think that's the number one thing that we need to think about is that, you know, what is the whole purpose of this trip and how you're going to use that luggage? You're right about that, because are you driving? Is it a road trip? Are you flying? And if you are flying, you have to think about the rules that the airlines may have for carry-on, as well as they have rules also, too, about even the size of the bag that you can check.
That's true. You know, whether you're going to be hiking, if you're going to be hiking, you may need a backpack. You know, and then if you have your suitcase or whatever luggage, you know, how is the luggage going to be stored? Are you storing it yourself? Is it going to be stored on a plane? Where does it go? The size requirements? And is the type of luggage you're taking strong enough to get what your valuables from point A to point B?
That's a really good point. And, you know, when you talk about storage, too, we need to think about when we get back home what we're going to do with that suitcase. Because, as you know, I love suitcases, and I have quite a few around the house. So you have to think about how you're going to store them when you get back home after that wonderful trip. And your clothes and things have arrived safely in both directions, but now you got to do something with it. Now, Olivia, what about size?
Well, again, you need to think about, you know, carry-on, or if you're going to check your bag. Some people like to purchase a matching set, you know, and it might be useful to pick something like that. You know, when you're in an airport, you'll be seeing a lot of other people's luggage as well.
That is very true. That's very true. So, Doc Bill, I know you had an incident one time where you had the same bag as someone else and the bags got mixed up.
They did. They both got mixed up. It was the same type bag, you know, it got mixed up on the park and ride. But fortunately, we all got things cleared up, and it brings out a useful point. Have your information in your bag, as well as having good labels on the outside of your bag. Even if it's a carry-on bag, make sure you have, you know, your information on that carry-on bag.
That's a really good point. And some luggage and some suitcases come with a luggage tag type compartment where you can actually put a business card, or you can put your address right there on the bag. So that might be one that you want to consider as well. So let's talk a little bit, though, about what some of the luggage terms mean, though, because, you know, we hear these terms tossed around a lot, carry-on, personal item. So there is a difference between what the airlines and the industry considers to be a carry-on versus a personal item. So, Olivia, have you seen or read anything about what a carry-on really means?
A carry-on is a bag you can stow in the overhead bin, and purchase bags that meet the strictest rules in the industries, and those rules do vary from place to place in different countries as well. So if you're going to be traveling to different countries, you want to think about what's the strictest regulation so you don't get stuck, you know, in one place.
That's a very good point, because if you're wanting to use that same bag just to travel around the U.S. and maybe one or two trips international here and there, you need to also buy it considering the international size, because they are smaller than our sizes. Usually around about 19 inches, where in the U.S., 22 inches is about the size. Doc Bill, do you know that American, Delta, and United, the three largest airlines, kind of determine those regulations?
Well, since they're flying most of the routes, that would sort of make sense. It's the golden rule. The person with the gold makes the rules.
Oh, is that how the rules become golden? I never knew that. But now, what is a personal item, Doc Bill? What is that?
It could be a bag that you can stow under the seat in front of you. You know, briefcases, totes, camera bags, computer bags, purses, you know, little small things you may tote, even little lunch containers.
Yeah. Anything that you can kind of put under the seat, and they consider those to be the personal items. So if you try and come on with two big carry-on size things, you're going to get stopped at the gate and you'll be asked to check one of those. So really keep in mind the personal item really does refer to something that can fit beneath the seat in front of you. And usually that is not the same amount of space that you would have in the overhead compartment. So as you said, tote bags, camera bags, laptop bags, those kind of things would be your personal items. And then there's also another term that they will call large luggage, which of course would be that luggage that you would need to check. And a lot of times they're talking about things that are 30 inches and more, but 30 inches and more really is starting to get to be a pretty good sized bag. And luggage can be as large as 36 inches. So if you're looking to buy one of these really, really large bags because you're going on a trip that might be over a long period of time and you need to pack a lot of things, you really need to check with the airlines, the trains, or whatever your mode of transportation is to see what their restrictions might be around size.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Dr. Bill, the size and the terminology is not the only thing that we need to keep in mind. We also want to think about those materials. There's a soft side versus the hard side. Do you have a favorite?
I sort of like the hard. It depends on where you're going. If you're going to a place and you've got things that you don't really want to get damaged in your bag, you need to make sure the material is strong enough that when you get there, your clothes or whatever items that you have aren't damaged.
Well, that's one of the major points that, you know, makes hard side luggage really desirable, is because people do feel as though their things would be much more protected. Now, there's a little bit of a downside to hard side luggage, of course, is that it's not flexible. So if you're needing to stuff some last minute things in there that maybe you've purchased or just need to stuff some things in there, then you're not going to be able to do that with a hard side luggage, as well as if you're trying to stuff it into that overhead bin, it might be a little bit more difficult. And another thing about hard side luggage too that may not be as desirable is that it's usually 50-50. You have the same amount of space on each side of the bag, and if you have to go in the middle of the airport or somewhere out in public, everything in your bag is going to be exposed.
Now, that's true.
Yep, that's true. It might be a little embarrassing. Now, Olivia, I like soft side luggage because I'm not the most organized person, so I can just stuff and continue to stuff and it seems to fit. So I love that. And a lot of times they're very lightweight, although there's a lot of very lightweight hard side luggage just coming out as well. So those are a couple of things to consider. What you might want in a luggage is whether or not it's hard side or soft side.
Right, and I do more road tripping, so I think I would prefer a soft side luggage, you know, so we can squeeze it all in the car.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. You can squeeze it in the car. Also, too, that soft side luggage can be a little bit easier to stow once you get back home again as well.
Right.
Now, you know, we talk also, too, a little bit about wheels. And if you've heard me talk before, in the last segment, I was talking about how many wheels I like. So two wheels are called rollers. And when you have four wheels or eight wheels, those are called spinner bags. And the reason why I like the more wheels than less wheels is that you have the choice then of pulling it behind you or rolling it beside you. And it's a lot less stress on your back and on your wrists when you have those extra wheels. But now the downside is that the spinners can be a little bit more difficult when you're trying to roll it on uneven surfaces like sidewalks or those beautiful cobblestone streets that we like. You know, next on the list as well is handles, you guys, because, you know, we are picking those suitcases up and putting them down. So go for those padded handles if you can find those. Our handles are just kind of feel good. And this is where you really want to test out the suitcase before you buy it. You want to pull up those handles that allow you to roll the bag around, see how comfortable that feels. You want to pick it up by the handles. I always say a suitcase should have at least two handles, one on the top, one on the side, or one on the top and one on the bottom. So you want to look for more than one handle because it just makes it a whole lot easier to handle those bags if they have more than one handle. Now, we'll have a lot more of these tips on our website at travelbagswithanitaandfriends.com, so you can check that out as well. And when we come back, we're going to go to some experts and ask those baggage handlers, what kind of suitcase should we buy to withstand all of the handling? This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a minute.
Silver gray hair, neatly combed in place. There were 4 days.